Welcome to The Customer Code, where we decode the future of marketing, AI, and digital strategy. I'm Christina, and today we're diving into a question that businesses can no longer ignore. Can consumers truly trust chatbots? AI-powered chatbots are everywhere. They promise instant responses, round-the-clock service, and cost savings. But let's be honest, do people really trust them? Many still hesitate, whether it's because of frustrating experiences, concerns about accuracy, or just a general discomfort with AI replacing human interactions. To break this down, I'm joined by Andreas Munzel, a researcher who has co-authored studies on chatbot trust and consumer behavior.
So let's dive into why trust is such a big issue in the world of AI chatbots. Over the last decade, businesses have embraced chatbots on a massive scale, right? They're handling millions of interactions every single day. Everything from answering basic FAQs to assisting with complex customer requests. And on paper, they seem like the perfect solution. Quick, scalable, cost-effective.
Yeah, they're everywhere, from e-commerce websites to banks. But if they work so well, why does trust still seem to be such a sticking point? So, Andreas, what's the core issue here? Are people just reluctant to embrace AI, or is there something deeper going on?
There's definitely more to it. It's not just about whether people like or dislike AI. Trust in chatbots depends on how they work, how they fail, and how companies handle those failures. Chatbots succeed when they make interactions feel effortless. But the moment they misunderstand a request, give a wrong answer, or simply feel unnatural, trust starts to erode. And trust, that's the cornerstone here, isn't automatically earned in the first place. In fact, research shows that many consumers are still hesitant to trust AI-powered chatbots, and there are some clear reasons why. First, accuracy is a big one. If a chatbot misinterprets a question or provides a wrong answer, that, right there, that undermines trust completely.
And that kind of makes sense, right? Like, if you're chatting with something that seems smart but it gives you a bad response, you start doubting everything it says.
Yes, exactly. And this gets even more complicated when you consider human-like engagement. People often expect chatbots to interact with them as though they were human, offering empathy, fluid conversation, maybe even humor. When the chatbot misses that mark, say it comes off as too rigid or repetitive, trust erodes even further.
Okay, yeah, I've seen that. Sometimes it's like the chatbot is reading off a script even when you're asking for something specific. It gets frustrating fast.
Right. And there's also this issue of transparency. Let's say a chatbot recommends something, maybe a product, a solution, or a decision. If there's no explanation for why it made that recommendation, consumers tend to get skeptical. They'll wonder if it's biased, or worse, if it's being manipulative.
Okay, so if I'm understanding this, it's like a trust trifecta. You've got accuracy, engagement, and transparency all working together. Miss on one of these and users start losing faith?
Yes, precisely. And when trust is lost, the consequences aren't just limited to the chatbot itself. Often, consumers don't blame the technology. They blame the company behind it. So, a poorly functioning chatbot can damage the brand's reputation in a way that takes years to rebuild.
Wow, so businesses are kind of gambling their reputation on chatbots? That's a huge risk if the trust piece isn't figured out.
It's definitely a risk. But, you know, it also highlights how critical it is for companies to get this right. Chatbots might be efficient, but building trust is what ensures they actually benefit both the customer and the brand. And, as we'll see, this goes right down to the details of how chatbots introduce themselves and handle mistakes.
All right, so you've laid out how trust hinges on factors like accuracy, engagement, and transparency. Let's dig into this a bit, particularly the transparency part. Isn't it true that telling someone upfront, hey, you're talking to a chatbot, can sometimes backfire?
Oh, absolutely. It almost always does. Research shows that early chatbot disclosure, letting users know right at the start that they're not interacting with a human, can actually reduce customer trust and engagement by up to 80%. People hear chatbot, and immediately assume the experience will be worse.
Wait, 80%? That's huge.
It is. And part of the problem is perception. When users know it's AI from the beginning, they enter the interaction with lowered expectations. They expect, you know, inaccuracies, a lack of empathy, and a general inability to handle their more complex issues. That prejudgment alone can derail the entire experience, even if the chatbot is highly capable.
So then, wouldn't it be better not to tell them up front? Like, let the chatbot do its thing and then reveal its identity when the user already feels confident?
Exactly. That's where strategic or progressive disclosure comes into play. By delaying the reveal until after the chatbot has proven itself, handled a few questions accurately, shown it's responsive, you can ease that initial skepticism. It's still transparent, but the timing makes all the difference.
Got it. That makes sense. But what about when these chatbots mess up? I mean, it's going to happen, right? Technology isn't perfect.
Right. And not all chatbot errors impact trust equally. A slow response or a minor formatting issue. Users are generally forgiving. Those are seen as mechanical errors. But when a chatbot misinterprets intent or gives completely inaccurate information, that's what we call a cognitive failure, and it can wreck trust almost instantly. Users start questioning not just the chatbot, but the company behind it.
Interesting. So when there's a big error like that, people don't blame the bot. They blame the business?
Exactly. What happens is the chatbot becomes an extension of the brand itself. If it fails, customers see it as poor judgment on the company's part, choosing to rely on unreliable tech. That shift in blame has massive implications because we're no longer just talking about a bot malfunctioning. We're talking about long-term damage to brand perception.
No pressure, right? But seriously, this makes me wonder about expectations. If people are putting all this weight on chatbots to act human, doesn't that just set them up for disappointment?
Absolutely. And that's another key issue, the expectation gap. Many consumers still expect chatbots, especially those with human-like names or conversational tones, to behave like actual humans. They want nuanced interactions, maybe even a touch of empathy, and when those expectations aren't met, when the chatbot feels too scripted or robotic, disappointment is inevitable and trust takes another hit.
So we're talking about a situation where users want chatbots to act human, but then hold the business accountable when they don't. That's a lot of complicated dynamics for companies to navigate.
It is. And it's why addressing this trust equation is so critical. Whether it's handling initial disclosure or managing failures, businesses need to be intentional in designing these chatbot experiences. Trust isn't just an add-on, it's foundational. Intentional design really is key when it comes to overcoming these challenges. So, how can businesses actively foster trust in chatbots? One of the strategies is progressive identity disclosure, delaying the reveal that a user is engaging with AI until the chatbot has successfully demonstrated its capabilities.
Okay, so you're saying don't just tell people upfront, hey, you're talking to a chatbot. Why does that work better?
Well, it's all about managing perceptions. When users know immediately that they're engaging with AI, they tend to approach the interaction with skepticism. It's almost like they're preparing for the chatbot to fail. But if the chatbot can successfully answer a few questions before revealing its identity, it gives users a chance to trust the system based on performance, not preconceptions.
Right, so you're letting the chatbot prove itself before people judge it. That actually makes a lot of sense.
Exactly. It's still honest and transparent, but it's strategic. Businesses can then follow up by clearly communicating what the chatbot can and can't do, setting realistic expectations early on while reducing frustration.
Okay, but what happens when the chatbot eventually messes up? Because, let's be real, glitches and errors are inevitable with any kind of tech.
That's a critical point. Effective error management is key to maintaining credibility. When a chatbot makes a mistake, it's essential that it can acknowledge the error, request clarification, or escalate the conversation to a human agent without hesitation. That shows reliability, even in the face of failure.
So like, oops, I didn't catch that. Can you rephrase? It's simple, but it keeps the user engaged instead of frustrated.
Exactly. And beyond that, seamless escalation to human agents is crucial. If a chatbot can't solve the problem, but it can direct the user to someone who can, that gives the impression of a well-integrated support system. It reassures consumers that they're being taken care of.
Right, because the worst thing is when you hit a dead end with a chatbot and have no idea how to move forward.
Exactly. And that feeds directly into the importance of using context-aware AI. Modern chatbots are increasingly able to adapt based on user sentiment, urgency, and even past interactions. This level of personalization significantly boosts trust because users feel like the bot genuinely gets them.
So it's less robot reading a script and more digital assistant that feels helpful? That's a pretty big shift from, say, 5 years ago.
It is. And it's made possible by AI systems that can identify when, for instance, a customer is frustrated or dealing with something time-sensitive. The chatbot can then adjust its tone, prioritize the issue, or enhance its responses to match the situation.
So basically, it's about making the chatbot as human-like as possible, but still knowing when to pass the baton to an actual human. That balance feels like the holy grail here.
You've got it. Striking the right balance between AI efficiency and human intervention is what will ultimately determine consumer trust in these systems. The goal isn't to replace humans entirely. It's to complement them in a way that people feel comfortable and supported.
So really, it's all about finding that sweet spot, right? Balancing AI with human support so users actually feel taken care of at every step? It's not something you just stumble into. It's got to be deliberate.
Exactly. Trust in AI-powered chatbots has to be earned. And like we've explored, there are three crucial pillars here: disclosure timing, error handling, and consumer expectations. Each of these plays a vital role in building confidence and maintaining long-term engagement.
Okay, so let me see if I've got this. First, there's the disclosure timing. Businesses shouldn't just blurt out, hey, this is a chatbot at the start, but letting AI prove itself first. That's how you win people over.
Correct. Progressive disclosure gives users a chance to experience the value the chatbot brings before any biases about AI can take over. It's about creating a fair playing field for trust to develop naturally.
Got it. And then, when things go wrong, as they inevitably will, chatbots need to handle those moments gracefully, right? I really liked what you said earlier about acknowledging mistakes and escalating to a human when necessary. That just feels so human.
Yes, absolutely. Good error management not only demonstrates reliability, but also reinforces that the user is in a well-supported system. And this ties directly into setting realistic expectations from the outset. When users know what the chatbot can and can't do, disappointment is minimized and trust grows organically.
Right. And speaking of expectations, making chatbots more, context-aware, remembering past interactions, adjusting their tone, that's what really humanizes them, isn't it?
It is. Context-aware AI is the next big step in chatbot evolution. By adapting to user sentiment and personalizing responses, chatbots can deliver experiences that feel tailored and empathetic, which takes trust to a whole new level. But, like we've said, the goal isn't to replace humans entirely. It's to strike that perfect balance.
Which honestly sounds pretty hard. But for companies that pull it off, the payoff must be huge, right? Trust isn't just about today's transaction. It's about long-term relationships, brand loyalty, all that good stuff.
Exactly. Businesses that get chatbot trust right won't just survive. They'll thrive in this digital-first world. They'll stand out as leaders in customer engagement, reaping the competitive benefits of stronger consumer relationships and increased loyalty.
All right, so there you have it. Disclosure, error management, consumer expectations, and a commitment to balance. Do this well, and your chatbot could go from a pain point to a competitive advantage.
Well said. And on that note, this concludes our deep dive into the trust equation. It's been a fascinating discussion, Christina, and I hope our listeners have picked up some valuable insights for their own strategies.
Definitely. And hey, if this conversation inspired anyone to rethink their chatbot approaches, we'd love to hear about it. Questions, ideas, feedback, don't hold back.
Absolutely. And in our next episode, we'll tackle a big question that's been on everyone's mind. Does making chatbots more human actually improve trust, or can it backfire? Stay tuned for that one. Until next time, thanks for listening and take care.